Another thing that's come out recently that's been very interesting is the NSABP and Soon Paik presented their new data from the genomic health assay, the Oncotype assay that was presented in San Antonio. Very interesting. Can you kind of talk about what were the key findings that they presented from your point of view, and what's your take on that data set?
My take on that data set, and not only that data set, but a number of other studies, is that there are a number of postmenopausal women with estrogen receptor positive tumors that gain significant benefits from endocrine therapy. And if you add in chemotherapy, you don't get any additional benefits. So even if you're node positive, one or two nodes positive, and you're grade one or grade two tumor, you don't gain a lot from the addition of chemotherapy to endocrine therapy. And that it's not just that one study. There are two or three bits of evidence now starting to add up. There are a couple of studies at least that show if you give even tamoxifen and add CMF chemotherapy to postmenopausal women. Now, I realize CMF chemotherapy is not considered state-of-the-art anymore, but two studies at least have shown no real additional benefit from that type of chemotherapy to tamoxifen. So if we're given an aromatase inhibitor, which is going to have a benefit above tamoxifen, I think there are grave questions in some of these women whether we should be adding chemotherapy.
The thing I found interesting about the data they presented at the last meeting was that they were able to identify a small fraction of patients who had a very significant benefit from chemotherapy, 75% relative risk reduction. What were your thoughts on that?
I think that's very interesting. I think the way that things are going to move in future is very much individualizing treatment. One of the things we've done that we're going to present in ASCO is we've looked at about 80 patients who've had neoadjuvant letrozole. We've taken a sample of tumor at time naught, time 14 days and 3 months, and we've done gene array studies on them. And what we find is the most predictive changes in relation to response are actually changes that occur during the tumor over 14 days. And we've identified about 120 genes that change in the first 14 days that predict for response at 3 months. And I think the way we're going to go is very much trying to identify genes and then, of course, products of genes that allow us either at diagnosis or with a little bit of treatment to determine whether that patient is going to get a long-term benefit from that treatment.
Now, one of the things that's interesting about the way the NSABP approached it is that once they sort of decided what their gene set was going to be and how they were going to do the assay, they then tested it prospectively. Have you done the same thing with hormonal therapy?
That's exactly what we're doing at the present time. We've now got the genes and we've got a second set currently being analyzed, because you're dead right, if you get a set of genes out, you've got to show that gene predicts for another series. And so that's currently what we're doing. We'll have that out in its final form, I would think, by San Antonio. And then we'll release some of the genes as well.
In terms of the types of genes that you're seeing, is there any sort of intuitive correlation? Does it make sense which genes you're seeing in terms of which are correlated?
Yeah, because you see some genes that are in pathways that you know are related to endocrine response and resistance. You see some genes which are genes which you know are hormone-related, but likewise, you also see some genes that you would never have predicted.
Like what?
Can't tell you all the names of the genes for two reasons. First of all, one is I don't know them. And secondly, because I couldn't remember them. So you forget that. But one of the reasons I never want to know the genes, because if I know the genes, you'll ask me and I'll have to tell you. So I deliberately, you know, lack of knowledge is quite important, because then you can't give away your secrets. Sad but true.